Self-respect. Many of us have had the pleasure of having a grandparent that really loved us, that let us do whatever and didn't get upset and really enjoyed us for who we were. What a gift. Sometimes, if you didn't have a grandparent, you might have met someone or dated someone that just adored you. And if you're fortunate enough to have had that, then that feeling that they had about you was just the best thing in the world. You knew it was sincere. You knew they just enjoyed watching you and loved seeing you, and it meant so much. We want to feel that way about ourselves. We want to have that type of respect and joy and feeling all the time ourselves. So, to start, I want you to remember that person that you loved and remember the feeling you had when you were with them. Remember how wonderful you felt because of their love. And now, I would like for you also to compare that feeling with the way you feel generally about yourself. If the way they feel is an improvement to how you normally feel as far as self-respect is concerned, if the respect they had for you was greater than the respect you feel, then we want to replace the respect we have with their respect and rewrite that. We all know the reason. When we respect ourselves, we naturally reward ourselves with more aliveness. We give ourselves permission to have more happiness, to be more present, more of who we are. Our lives run much more smoothly. We are much more creative and capable. We're healthier. It can only be good. So, what we want to do is, now that we've felt a little of both, we want to feel for the next couple days a comparison. We want to feel how we feel about ourselves and then bring in that feeling that we felt when we were with our grandparents. And if you're capable of feeling both feelings, and you can do it right now, we can do the exercise right now. But if you're not able to, I will have you come back to this point next time and start up the exercise here. And what I'd like you to do now, that we're at the starting point, if you're coming back, or at the starting point if you're you haven't left, I want you to feel the way you normally feel. And I want you to feel right now just a little bit more relaxation. We're going to take a deep breath, and as you exhale, let go in your face, let go in your head. Another deep breath and exhale, let go in your neck, let your shoulders drop. Take another big deep breath, and as you exhale completely, relax in your back. And let go completely everywhere. I'd like for you to now bring in the feeling of warmth, love, compassion that your grandparents or loved one had for you. And I would like for you to feel that way about yourself now. As you feel this deeply, take another deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to understand that the old way that you felt or have been feeling is just an illusion. This is a much better way to feel. And so we are going to rewrite the way we feel with this. I want you to understand that the way your grandparents saw you, the way they mirrored that you were lovable and desirable, the way they echoed that you were wanted and heard, was something that we need to do for ourselves all the time, and we need to do for our children and everyone around us. And unless we're quite capable of having that gift ourselves, we're not really going to be capable of passing it on. So right now, really feel wonderful about yourself and understand this is the way we are going to feel about ourselves from now on. I want you to give yourself a reward of more aliveness. I want you to allow yourself to feel good about all the things you've done to play and be happy because of all the things your grandparents wanted. The most important to them was that you were happy. And somehow, lots of us don't reward ourselves for just being happy. From now on, because we have the same respect and feeling about ourselves they did, rewarding ourselves for being happy will be the most important thing we do.